Save the Semantics, episode 67. It is March 30th, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I cough into the mic and I talk about my opinions, which don't really matter all that much. This is just kind of a sort of like an audio journal, in a sense, of things that currently interest me and whatnot. It's a beautiful day here in the town that I live in. I'm always like, you know, I'm curious as to like how I should like how much, I always talk about this, but I'm always curious as to how much information I should give about myself without, you know, doxing myself, right? I'm always paranoid about that, right? If I had like a much more significant number of listeners or followers or whatnot, you know, then I'd be much more, I would still be just as, privy about my own security and whatnot, you know, but I mean, it just doesn't, like, I don't know, I'm just paranoid as to, like, maybe there's someone out there that's like, ooh, I kind of want to know who this fucker is, you know, he said something controversial in a past episode, you know, I'm gonna find him, I'm gonna track him down, and I'm gonna locate him, I'm gonna call him out on his bullshit and whatnot, you know. So I don't know. There's always something. There's always some crazy people out there, you know. But anyway, yeah, beautiful day today, so I decided to just come out here and do a recording, you know, get some thoughts out of my head, whatever those may be. If I'd have any thoughts at all at the moment, I don't know, maybe it just sort of felt like coming out here and doing a recording. It's Saturday today, right? Saturday, yeah, so I got two more days. I got today, tomorrow, and then I'm going back on the grind, as they say, you know, back on the academic and work schedule, so that's going to be fun. I don't mind, though. I need some productive to do. It's been a slow week. It's been a good slow week. You know, I need some time off, you know, before I completely go headfirst into chaos. But I honestly do, and again, I've mentioned this before, but I do prefer having something to do, you know, as opposed to nothing to do. And that's something that I've thought about. It's just sort of like, once, like, the idea of just being bored, you know, like, I think it was Thursday where I was so bored out of my goddamn mind, I just didn't know what I wanted to do, right? Like, I could just sit there, I could, you know, play games, or I could just, like, you know, video games and whatnot, you know, I'm just remembering how bored I was when I was, like, in elementary, like, summer, like, goddamn, I just had nothing. I'm just thinking about like what I did during those summers. Like, summers were so much longer, and like, they're just, I just, what did I do? I hung out with friends sometimes, right? But you know, they were doing vacations and whatnot, and sometimes I was just kind of stuck here like I am now, right? And like, I could do something, like I could plan something, you know, but it's just, there's just not enough time to do any of those things at the moment, you know. Like, I just can't think of, like, you know, there's just not enough time. I have a weekend and I'm busy tomorrow, so there's just not really necessarily anything to do, in a sense, you know. But I'm just thinking about like how, like, I am, you know, of course there's like the nostalgia of looking back on your childhood, but that's just, I think that's one thing that I won't miss being a kid. Like, I like having some kinds of responsibilities, you know, where it's not to a point of being overburdened by any means, but I like having, you know, I like being able to know that I was productive, or I was, you know, I kept myself busy to an extent. I have some obligations to fulfill and whatnot, you know. Not, it's like, there's just such a lack of like responsibility back then, you know. You just didn't have to worry about stuff. And of course, that was, you know, that's just what being a kid was like, you know. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful that I was, you know, I was able to enjoy my time, you know, enjoy my childhood, you know. But that's definitely one thing where what I'm not going to miss is just not being, like, having to worry about anything, you know. There's just such a carefree attitude about everything, you know. But also, extreme boredom, you know. It's just, when there's no school, you know, there's no real, you know, anticipation for looking forward to things, right? And when I was younger, I honestly was, like, looking forward to going back to school, because, like, I could, you know, see all of my friends and stuff. But, you know, as I grew older, like, I started to get more jaded with, like, academics and whatnot, so I looked forward to summer to an extent. But, like, yeah, but when I was younger, I actually didn't like summer that much, because, like, I just felt like there was just nothing really to do. Like, I could keep just doing the same shit all the time, but, like, it's just, you just get bored. It's just boredom is a killer, you know. Like, I kind of had, like, a weird kind of sort of an existential crisis, like, this week. I was just sort of thinking about it. I was just, like, stewing in my own, like, boredom, just thinking about, like, you know, things I could potentially do, creative venues and stuff like that. And I just couldn't really come up with anything, you know, and that sort of, in a way, kind of, like, terrified me. This sounds so melodramatic, and I'm trying not to make it melodramatic, but, like, boredom is, like, a killer, I feel like, you know. When you're a kid, it's like, whatever, it's fine being bored, but when you're, like, an adult, you're like, I just, like, you know, I'm still, like, a young adult, but, like, what I'm saying is that, like, you just kind of feel fed up with it, you know. Like, it was just a kind of, like, a weird moment for me, I guess. And then just kind of looking back on me being a kid and whatnot, you know, it's just, like, I think I was just, it's just maybe because I've already experienced this feeling before, and I was like, I don't want to feel this way again. Does that make, I don't know if that makes any sense, but I don't like being bored, you know. I like having the notion, you know, the idea or the notion that I have some things to do. This is the time that I have for myself, right? But I, you know, the thing is, I already spend a lot of time with myself, and so when I have so much of that time, like, I feel like I just kind of lose sense of time and lose sense of self and whatnot, you know. I don't know, it's really not as, like, it's not a crisis, right? It's just such a, it's a very, it's an interesting thing to think about, you know. I feel like, you know, I in a sense, like, I definitely can appreciate that I can even feel bored in a sense, right? I think a lot of people don't even have that privilege of being able to have that feeling of, like, wow, there's, like, nothing to do right now, you know. Some people, there's just something just constantly happening in their lives where they have to, you know, they have to provide and they have to work and survive, you know. So there can never be that feeling of, like, just nothing, you know, where you just have, you know, almost total freedom in a sense, right? And so, I mean, in a way, like, I'm bitching about, like, nothing in a way, but it's a weird thing to think about, you know, where you just kind of left to your own devices and you just kind of are sort of sitting in your own, like, in your own, like, I don't know, lack of creativity in a sense, right? It's just, it is what it is. It's interesting, you know. It's kind of like a weird moment of self-reflection that I had there. Yeah, I just think, you know, going back to what I was saying, like, I think that's one of the things that I definitely won't miss is just being, when being a kid, you're just kind of, you don't have these kinds of responsibilities, right? And I'm probably going to take that for granted once I do have these much more adult responsibilities that come upon me when I'm just, like, and I have to deal with, you know, just all the other things that I'm just taking for granted, but, yeah, that's just sort of something that I was thinking about earlier this week before I go back to school, I guess, right? Just something I had on my mind. And also, I think, like, I think it's just like eventually I can't, it's hard for me to like, when I try to fill that time up, like I just don't have, there's just some things I just don't have interest in, you know, like Netflix, like I don't know, there's, it's just too much time to like commit to a new TV show, even though I could watch that over a period of time, but I feel like it takes too much commitment and whatnot. I just finished like a TV show and I'm like, I don't know if I want to start up another TV show again, you know, it's just, I don't know, that's just another thing that I had going on. I watched Us earlier this, actually, was it yesterday? No, I watched it Thursday night. Was it Thursday night? What day is it today? Today's Saturday. 2 days ago. Yeah, I watched Us earlier this week, and it was pretty good. I don't want to spoil anything, but definitely an interesting horror movie. I don't know how, like, it's a pretty original idea for the most part. I think it, of course, it borrows some, you know, like, bodies, not really body snatcher, but like the double, you know, what that movie kind of reminded me of was like another movie. This is not like they're very different movies, but it was also kind of like this one's much more physical violence, you know, horror kind of thing, slasher horror. It reminded me of like Enemy. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast before, but Enemy is another movie where it deals with like doubles. It deals with two, like, you know, doppelganger kind of thing, right? It stars Jake Gyllenhaal, and he works as a professor at a university, and then he just encounters an actor or like an extra in a movie who looks exactly like him, and then he discovers more about this person. There's kind of like that, there's sort of that suspense there, you know, so that's kind of what it reminded me of a little bit, but there are two different types of movies, you know. The Enemy is much more psychological. This one is a little more, I mean, it is psychological to a sense too, but it's more, I don't know how to describe it. It's a more broad kind of idea as opposed to like a singular kind of character study, I guess. Even though this movie, Us, did this sort of the same thing. But I've never really been that big of like a horror, like movie fan. I think just like the way in which like Jordan Peele presents these horror themes, make it a lot more, intriguing, a lot more interesting. And I think, more captivating for like a wider audience too, because I don't know, just there's just so many, like, so many horror movies are just so cliched, where they're just very, you know, every horror, like all these horror movies, a bunch of horror movies follow like the same format. There's like a devil in the basement or whatnot, you know. And I did see like a pretty solid one earlier like this year, where it was like a Indonesian horror movie of, like, you know, there's like a devil, there's like a curse in the household and whatnot, and that was pretty good. I enjoyed that, but that isn't to say that idea hasn't been played out, you know, just like scares and whatnot. The setting is always this creepy house, creepy cabin or whatever, you know. You're just kind of sick of that. It's cheap to make, I get it, you know, because it doesn't involve such a heavy, you know, it involves like a pretty easy set to make or something, you know. I don't know how movies are made. I don't know how that shit works, but I'm assuming it's easy because it's just one singular location, you know. You don't have to pay that much of high paying actors to really be in those types of movies and whatnot, you know. There's always some kind of possession and whatnot in those movies, and it's just not, once it's been done like hundreds and hundreds of times, you're like, okay, that's, you get it. It's just not like, maybe it's scary to an extent by how the monster, or how like the creature is revealed, you know, that can be kind of intriguing, but it's just not a novel. It's not a very novel idea or concept, you know. And, you know, Jordan Peele has sort of created these two couple of, movies where they're pretty unique. They're pretty interesting, you know. they bring into question a lot of, like, societal ideas, racism, classism, and whatnot. So I think that's why they've been doing so successfully, because they've just been such a different, they're just it's a breath of fresh air. That's what I'm saying, you know? It's maybe, hopefully some other filmmakers can follow suit and create their own kinds of, like, different types of, like, horror movies, you know? Maybe this is my kind of venture into that genre, where maybe there's some other films that, you know, kind of interest me. And I know there's, like, all these other horror movies, like It Follows and stuff like that, but I don't know, it just doesn't really, those movies don't really interest me that much. Like, I think they still sort of follow the idea of, like, I don't know, it just doesn't really interest me all that much, you know. I think, and it's just not so super enjoyable, really. I don't know, I've just never been that big of a horror fan. But I think lately especially with Jordan Peele's films, maybe they've just kind of interested me a little more. So maybe that's something, you know, maybe I'm willing to take a deep dive into those types of movies, right? Similar to how I've done it with, like, these Korean thrillers and whatnot, recently. So, I don't know, maybe just a different taste, I guess, if you will. I'm trying to open up my phone to check the time. Okay, we still got a decent amount of time left. I was trying to connect with a coworker on Facebook, and it's been maybe a year since I've opened up Facebook, and I just realized, like, how there's just so much nothing on Facebook. I know a lot of people say this, but for my own personal account, like, it just doesn't have any value at all. Like, I think the only real value it has is, like, me being able to connect with, you know, people that I haven't talked to in a while, or maybe, you know, I connect with them so I can hopefully talk to them in the future, right? Maybe just keep up, like, sort of a connection in a way, right? But there's just, you know, scrolling through the feed, it's just nothing, right? It's a cheaper Twitter, in a way, if that makes any sense, right? I, based on my very, very limited knowledge of Twitter, you know, Facebook, you can express your opinion, or you can, like, what is it? You can express your opinion, or, like, maybe share like a meme or whatever, but it's just so, it's just so much aggregated shit, you know, and with all the ads and whatnot, like, I just don't know how long it's really gonna last, right? But it's still, like, kind of like the number one way to connect with people, which is why I still use it mostly just for Messenger, messaging to people, keeping in touch, you know. But it's just, it's just too much to, as well, right? It's just not like a single thing. Like, Twitter, you have, you know, you can, of course, there's, like, sharing links and whatnot, but, like, I think it works better to an extent, maybe just because I think the format of it is better. I think it's just a little better. It's more simple, you know. Facebook, there's just all this other bullshit. There's groups, there's all, you know, event planning and all this other shit that nobody cares about. You can just use that. You can, you know, plan an event on your own, right? Like, you don't need to use Facebook to do that. So, I don't know. I just took one look at it. I'm just like, I'm glad that I don't use this, or I don't even look at it. I just can't. I just don't know what kind of people. I guess older people, right? Just trying to get an understanding of, like, how people's, lives are going and whatnot. You know, I think this is so much more of a prevalent thing back when, you know, Facebook was at its peak, right? Maybe like 2012-ish. I don't know how big, you know, Facebook was, you know, but, like, you know, back then, where it felt like more like everyone was using it, and now it just doesn't feel like that at all. Now it's just kind of becoming like the, you know, the MySpace, where it's just an older generation of people kind of use it. And it's just, you know, it's just not It's just not cool anymore, all right? People have moved on, Grandma. It's from it now. Everyone's using Instagram, right? I don't know. Instagram is just it. It's just a simple. It's a simple. Twitter and Instagram work in a sense because they're simplified ideas that kind of both. You know that you could do the same things on Facebook as what you can do on Instagram and Twitter, but those are specific to, you know, Instagram pictures, easy, right? And memes now. And Twitter, opinions and memes, right? Facebook is just all this other shit, right? And like, no, you know, it's an update, you know, relationship status or like living status or who gives a fuck, like, you know. And then there's like the parents or like the family members are all in on it. Like, I mean, it's nice because like, you know, you can update family members about how things are going and whatnot, but I don't use that, and I have no idea what family members of mine use Facebook or even social media for that matter. I don't know, maybe extended family that I don't really know of that well, maybe that's entirely possible, you know. So I don't know, I'm bitching about just some vapid thing, you know. I'm still bitching about Facebook since I was in high school, which is crazy. It really doesn't matter, you know. I just thought it was funny to think about. Anyways, that's probably gonna do it for today. Yeah, that's gonna do it for today. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.